Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elegoon Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokua, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, meditation. cosmic evolutionary revolutionary healing and holistic from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my teaching, my understanding, my walk, my work, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense of all that we are challenged here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Wednesday, June 28, 2017. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeah life path journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, minerals. I'm always humbled and honored, appreciative of those who do join me here live at high noon U.S. Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Revolutionary Voodoo, New Orleans Voodoo, Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Again, that's 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you. And be mindful that my URL where I can be found directly online is blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. Remember to put the hyphen, the little subtraction mark between the and Divine Prince to bring up the correct URL. Be mindful, I do not do live personal reading here on the show. Personal readings are sacred, should be done in sacred space. This is a public domain for sharing instruction, teaching, building community, building relationships, and coming together under this unified umbrella of ultimately ATR, all traditional African-based systems. But we just specialize here in this space in West African tradition, Hoodoo, Obeah, Ifa, Sefaria, Lakomi, and the like. But we invite all spiritual practitioners and initiates of African-based traditional systems to please come and be a part of this show. We invite the Black Witch Movement to come and be a part of this show. Show honor, show reverence to the ancestors that come before us, that stand before us, that stood in the gap for us, that allow us this opportunity today in this time and space to say what we will and be what we will. And let's show honor as we will and create and recreate our new divine, all-blessed universe. Ashe. Eshu alegwana kosi wari. Awo unlo uto ni ilo ada afan bo osi. Obatla ni uta ni ilo onilio aban Eshu. Eshu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one versed in mystery uses truth to own you, because it's scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warning is the one who is Eshu, Ashe. As always, we give honor indeed to the ancestors whose shoulders we stand upon. For without them, there will be no foundation under our feet. There would be no ground and reap the new crop. And indeed, we represent the new crop. We are the corn. We are the symbolism of the ears of corn that are placed on the Kwanzaa mat during the celebration of Kwanzaa, representing the children, representing the generations produced by the ancestors. We acknowledge ancestors in African-based traditional systems. We also acknowledge ancestors in our indigenous systems, our often miscalled Native American traditions. We honor and acknowledge the symbolism of the corn, of the children, of the next generation. And so we pour libation, we pour life, we pour refreshment, we pour cleansing, we pour prosperity, pour wisdom, and divine understanding upon the seeds of the next generation, upon the seeds of the next crop, upon the seeds that bring the fertility and bring the produce and bring the life and bring the iwe and bring the herb and bring the healing to our lives and to our existence. And so we always show reverence to the ancestors, but it's so much more than the libation. It's so much more than the ancestral shrine and the ancestral altar in our demonstration. It's in our representation. And then how can we indeed say we know and understand and connect with our ancestors that we cannot call their names, cannot invoke their spirit? And many of us come from broken homes, struggled homes, abused homes, battered homes. We have emotional, spiritual blocks that exist in the spirit realm that must be brought down, that must be dealt with in order to connect wholly, authentically with the ancestral spirit and that Ashe. It's not about can we all get along. It's not about a love fest. It's about self-empowerment, and then that empowerment like a vein spewing out lava, spewing out the blood, then fuels its way through the generations. And we indeed can heal our families, heal our clans, heal our ancestral connections to one another through ancestral honor and worship. And how can we do so if you don't know their name? You don't know their place. You don't know who they are and where we come from. Long gone now are the days when we can continue to stand upon the ignorance of not knowing. Science has now provided a way of tapping into the knowing. My clients, my godchildren, those who do ancestral work with the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, High Potion, they all have DNA because it's a requirement. It's a requirement for even moving forward with me here. And we're going to talk about that today. Requirements, protocols, commitment to these things that we stand upon, Black. What is Black? What does Black mean in 2017? Black doesn't have the same meaning it had in 1960, 1970, when indeed we needed and still need and invoked and still invoke Black power, Black unity. But the movement has evolved. the people have evolved. The children and the grandchildren, the byproduct in the communities of that seed has evolved. And we now must touch and confront the reality of the right now. Me and Brother Minister Joshua were talking earlier today about interdimensional space. The fact that it is really documented. Einstein and a few others have documented mathematically the reality that in order for us to exist in this so-called reality that we exist in here, we must operate multidimensionally. And I believe the count, at least right now, is 11. It said that we operate in 11 dimensional spaces. One occupies space, one occupies time, one occupies our perception of things, of course. And there are many more, and there are scientific explanations of this that can be easily Googled, that can be easily searched online about existing in multi-dimensional space. And so from a metaphysical perspective, we embrace that truth. We embrace that reality. How else would jinn, spirit, angels, ancestors, the dream world, the spell world, the spirit world, where would that exist without that multidimensional reality? So today, in this moment, in this time space, we want to invoke evolution, growth, change, in a way that's fruitful for the masses, not just me, not just my house, not just my family, not just my clients, but all those listening under the sound of my voice can invoke that ancestral power. But let's be clear, how do you authentically invoke that over the long term? Today is one thing. Today you do what you know. And when you know better, you do better. Today you pour a libation of water. Tomorrow you might have a setup of water, coffee, rum, wine. We evolve, we grow as we learn who we are. I learned that I was Fonte. I learned that I was Iwe. I learned that I was Yoruba genetically. In my DNA, it's in my chest. And I don't care who you take, 23andMe, Ancestry.com, some other service, just do one. Start somewhere. Some of you have two or three, and you're building on that information, but it gives you somewhere to focus on. When we say voodoo, we say hoodoo. When you say witchcraft, you're being very general. You're invoking a very general perspective of what it is that you're focusing in on. And those words have a root. When we say hoodoo, when we say voodoo, we know we're talking about Africa, and we're talking about Africans in the U.S. Now, again, that's general, because we are made up of a variety of families. We are made up of a variety of villages. We are Akan, Fon, Congo, Igbo, Yoruba, Iwe. We are those things. And as we evolve, as we self-educate, you find out who you are. And you then learn that language, learn that culture. You learn the things that are of you. When we use words like hoodoo, witchcraft, we're being very general. So witchcraft's root is in the oppressor. Let's be clear. When you use the word witchcraft, when you invoke the spirit of witchcraft, you're invoking the spirit of European ancestry. There is not a correlation between witchcraft and Africa and African traditions. In fact, the word witch and witchcraft has a very negative connotation in Africa, has a very separate and negative connotation from the shaman, from the healer, from the Obia, from the Babalawo, from the Ianifa, from the heal herd, whose goal is to bring life, bring abundance, bring prosperity to the world. Can we confront darkness? Absolutely. Can we wrestle with jinn, with the demons? Absolutely, and we're supposed to. If you are healing, if you're therapeutic, if you're spiritual, then it's about growth in a fruitful, positive direction. So to embrace witchcraft, because you can no longer embrace Christianity, is only to step out of the pan into the fire. It's only to move from one of the oppressors' religious traditions into another of the oppressors' religious traditions. And the evidence of that, remember, all things show up in your demonstration. For those of you who are new to my show, demonstration is what you know, what you've studied, what you've learned, what you've been taught, what you've witnessed, what you've experienced, taken in through your ears and your eyes and your mouth and your nose and your spirit and your consciousness. That then manifests in your demonstration. You do what you know. You travel the road that you know quite often. And very few of us step outside of demonstration at any given time. So demonstration is the most accurate and most telling of what we say we believe, what we say we understand. So to break away from the oppressor is to break away and then cleave to self, find self. And self is a very specific thing when you have the information. And the good thing is you can be adopted, you could be broken away from your family, from your kin, from your past, and DNA will give you a bridge to connection, a bridge to reconnection, a bridge to then communicating with the host and full body of your ancestral regime, which all of us have. All of us are not alone and are walking, surrounded, running, surrounded, moving, surrounded by your ancestral guides and spirits. The more we acknowledge them, the more they become relevant and real in our world. We were discussing multi-dimensional realities. Anything you can think, anything you can presume, any idea and concept you can come up with already exists somewhere in these multi-dimensional realities. The most negative things you can think of already exist somewhere in time space. The most positive things that you can think of already exist. And our goal, our job, is to feed the reality that we most want to create. And we do that by what we believe, by what we say, by what we hold to be true and to be evident. And that's a much tougher job than it seems, because we've got deep-seated ideas about things, many of which have been placed upon us, appropriated by cultures outside of our own, by people with agendas and motives and ideas different from our own that don't serve our needs, whether you be the spirit person or the African person, the indigenous person, the native, forgive me for using that word, person. There's very little that's organic today. We live in a very synthetic reality. Our world is plastic. It's in constant motion, it's in constant movement, but it, like plastic, can be sculpted and re-sculpted. Don't re-sculpt the reality that's artificial. Don't re-sculpt the reality that has no foundation upon which you can stand upon long term, and then grow from. Many of you are seeking family, simple things, complex things, yet simple things, family, love, partnership, unity, loyalty, support when you need it, trust, knowing that you can trust someone when you need it, with your most personal faces, with your most sacred item. And so the internet provides a shortcut, but also an illusion, a virtual illusion to that connectedness. And so it's easy to latch on to a trending idea, to a hashtag idea. And in your mind, feed it to reality. Facebook is reality for many of you. IG is reality for many of you. And the bulk of your socialization is in that space. The difference with many of us who are operating in these traditions authentically is you are seeing a flash shot into, you are seeing a photograph into, a video into, a post into a real world, a real reality that we are operating in every day and documenting and sharing with you virtually online, hopefully with the desired result of us coming together offline, us coming together in real time. Many of us are creative. Many of us are producing. Many of us have talents and skills that should be showcased, that can be marketed, that should be producing life for you, that should be producing revenue for you. And the more we come together to operate in that creative space, the greater we can all benefit, the greater we can all grow, the more secure we all feel in that space, allowing us to then unleash more energy, more ashe into the production, the recreation. The happy plant bears more fruit, bears double the fruit next season, continues to provide the fruit year after year, continues to grow and continues to nourish and continues to feed. Ashe is akin to that. That spirit energy that we operate in these traditions in ATR is supposed to have that same life. And it's supposed to bring unity, not competition. It's supposed to bring community. It's supposed to bring the fruit of our labor, which is joy, which is prosperity, which is good health, which is the abundance of the produce and the healing herbs that we need, not only for our ceremony, not only for our body, but for the healing of the nation. Appropriation and the perpetration of African system is not just limited to the white person. It's not just limited to the oppressor. It's not just limited to society, if you will. We also have a responsibility for not appropriating our own tradition, for not stepping outside the bounds of what's sacred within our own tradition, for not being responsible for the misrepresentation of our own tradition, and for which some of us are guilty of. And that's got to be corrected. And you can resist correction, resist hearing the advice of the elders, resist the advice of those who come before, but you can't resist the karmic repercussions that comes from the ancestors when they get tired of you playing around. When they get tired of the appropriation, no one can protect. I can't, no great Obeah, no great practitioner can protect you from your own folly when you've been given time to correct, ample time to do better. And why would you not want to stand on something that has a roof, that has a foundation, that has parents and grandparents and aunties and uncles and cousins and a community of other representatives with you and beside you? So let's take this desire, let's take this thirst and this hunger for spirit and for tradition, and let's come at it holistically, but also organically, authentically, and in truth, and allow that power to truly become a part of our demonstration, to become a part of who we are and how we operate, so that it grows and it flourishes like a tree, like a strong tree planted by the water, like banana. If you understand how bananas grow, they are prolific. They can become like a weed, if you will. All weeds are really herbs in hiding, are really food in hiding. They're the food of the earth that Western society has become disconnected from, or has chosen to disconnect you from, but they all have a purpose. And bananas will grow like a weed. It will spread, it will propagate itself, it absorbs a massive amount of water. A great deal of what makes a banana tree is 70% water. And then the rest is just green, strong, almost, what's the word I'm looking for? Fibrous, rope-like texture. So a banana, pretty resilient, pretty strong material. And then you have this long, green, plate-like leaf on the plant that absorbs sunlight. The bigger the leaf, the greater the space, the more light, the more energy, like a solar panel, is able to absorb and to take into the plant. Many cultures in Asia and Africa use banana leaf in cooking. It's able to maintain the moisture in your product, in your food. And so it's used in many places to cook and to store and to wrap food in, but it's also used in weaving, making of other fibrous fabrics and materials. So there's always a story, there's always a life. Every piece of vegetation that the gods have gifted us here on earth, on Ile Earth, on terra firma. So embrace nature today. Embrace the plant today. Embrace the Ile today. We'll be doing a lot of tests in the coming day, and we'll be out harvesting the life that we often talk about here on the show. And there is fruitful life all over New Orleans, edible life all over New Orleans. Not just bananas, but we have grapefruit and giant oranges and limes and mango trees, kumquats, misbelieve, all kind of edible delicacies just grow naturally here. Dates, so many dates that they litter the sidewalk. So many natural organic growing produce that we take for granted in modern day life. Many people even have a fear of organic produce in the city because they think it's somehow contaminated. It's somehow in bad dirt. And we've brought in so many of the illusions that keep us connected and disconnected from the source of what we truly need. We're connected to the pharmaceutical industry, but not connected to what's natural, to what's organic right outside our door. Tomorrow we'll be back with more revolutionary hoodoo New Orleans voodoo tips and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio, the perpetration and the appropriation of our tradition must be stopped. It is only stopped by the authentic demonstration of those who embrace the ancestors, those of us who truly love Mother Africa, and who truly love the earth, and who truly love the indigenous culture of this land, wherever they can be found. It is only through our organic, authentic demonstration that there is any competition for, there's any pushback for the virtual illusion of foolishness that presented, often for commercial reasons, commercial motives to us each and every day. Know that there are greater forces behind these movements than just what's often apparent on the surface. God said to follow the money, but I often also say follow the purpose, the motivation, the root, and you'll get to the truth of why things are as they are in today's society. Because it's all an illusion. It's all a test. All is indeed and truly a blessing if we can just be beyond the veil. Until next time, good night.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, beat, beating, being of black heart drums, heart beat, heart be at this place. At this place, be heartbeat, be we beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance, be bonza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out Hello. Of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit.
Way.
No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be, beat, be, beat,
so
Congo Square, be, Congo Square.